duality and non-duality. Yes. Well, dear, until quite recently, I didn't really know what all these words meant. Look, dear, if I look beyond my computer screen, I can see the sky. Now, this evening in early March, the sky is grey and it's getting dark. But the sky is one sky, isn't it? Just one sky that contains you and me and everybody else in the world. One sky. Well, I feel at home with that. And I don't need to talk to the sky. I just feel that comfort of the great big sky that is covering me like it's covering you. Now, when you ask me a question, dear, I immediately begin to feel a little bit uncertain. What shall I say? I don't really know. But I look at the sky, and once again, everything is completely simple. No question. Now, if you want, you can call you and me and this question between us, duality, and the sky is non-duality. As simple as that. The last question spoke of silence. Well, in silence, there's only one silence, isn't there? One stillness, one presence, one spirit, one God. And yet in this human world, we think of you and me and everybody else, all different, separate. So we have these two worlds, the world of unity, of one, of non-duality, and the world of duality. Well, so we have the both, like two wings of a bird. Duality and non-duality. And maybe all our human problems is because we live entirely in a world of duality and forget about the non-duality. Because very often the answer to our problems is simply to look at the sky, for example, or just stop talking. And then we'll find the unity. Very simple, my dear.